I'm glad you're listening. It's going to be the start of something great for us. Maybe you know me from my YouTube channel or TV appearances. Maybe you're just motivated to try or are curious about leading a cleaner, more put-together life. It's a bold move simply to begin this book. I know, a book about cleaning the house isn't exactly beach reading, but since we don't get taught cleaning in school anymore, adios, home ec, and it is legitimately a life skill that affects us and our families each day, just think back to your last cleaning-related argument, it is absolutely worth learning about and mastering. I've designed this book to be an easy-to-use reference that offers clear and simple instruction, product recommendations and recipes, basic routines, and self-discovery tools. Don't worry, not too woo-woo, more like woohoo! I call my approach the Maker Method, and I designed it specifically to keep your space cleaner, longer, for people like you and me, and it works. I thought about you when I wrote Clean My Space. I know you. You don't have time to learn how your grandmother's cleaned, and you're not down for any Cinderella-style scrubbing. You're a busy person with important things to do. So when I designed this cleaning handbook, I included only the most important things. You won't find any waxing the linoleum or polishing the brass here. I'll set you up to get the very best results in the least amount of time without having to listen to something as technical and complex as going off on a tangent, a journey to mathematical discoveries. Okay, I made up that book, but I can only imagine how hard that would be to listen to. This book's more like a cookbook with recipes and easy step-by-step instructions for getting your home the way you want it, along with a dose of friendly encouragement and some fun anecdotes from when I was learning the ropes to get you rolling. I want to show you that maintaining a clean home isn't some secret or a gift that only 4% of the human population possesses. It's a teachable skill. And once you get it, transforming a room, no, your entire home, from college dorm type pigsty to design magazine gorgeous, will feel like something you can do with ease and confidence. No matter if you're a busy parent, a young professional, a student, or just about anyone else, this book is designed to teach you exactly how to clean in a quick, fun-ish, and memorable way. Your life will be better for listening to this book, I promise. Why should you trust me to teach you how to clean? Because I hate cleaning. I was never even good at it. It made me frustrated, overwhelmed, and certainly caused trouble for me growing up. But since starting my own cleaning service in 2006, I've cracked the code. I've re-engineered cleaning. I've trained my staff in this new way and built two successful businesses on this method. In addition to my cleaning service, I now educate hundreds of thousands of people every day on my website and my YouTube channel. My story. The reason I know I can transform hopeless cases into spick and span home dwellers is that I underwent this transformation myself. I was not born the cleaning maven that I am now. In fact, quite the opposite. My mother used to say that crossing my bedroom floor was an Olympic event. My seventh grade teacher chose to make an example out of my disorganized self one day and dumped the entire contents of my desk onto the floor. I had to clean it up while my classmates watched. Hello, therapy. I hated cleaning, and I didn't experience the joy or rewards of a clean personal space. I just felt like it took away from valuable sticker trading or Nintendo playing time. What I did dream about was being an entrepreneur from a very young age. So when I graduated from business school, no one was surprised when I decided to start my own business. I didn't know yet what kind of business, so I kept my eyes and ears open and left it up to the universe to tell me. Imagine my horror then, when the thing I kept on hearing about was the stress of cleaning house and how hard it was to do it, and for those who wanted to hire out, how hard it was to find a reliable, trustworthy cleaning person who actually knew what they were doing. I couldn't avoid this constant barrage of the same message, even though it was so contrary to who I was. Me? Start a cleaning company? Do you know who I am? Nonetheless, I followed the noise and wrote a business plan and took it to my uncle Larry, my trusted mentor. He told me that in order to be a success, I'd have to start cleaning and learning my business from the ground up. When I got over my initial shock, I decided I'd go into it fully, sleeves rolled up and boots to the ground. After 18 months of research, practice, and hardcore business building, waiting tables at night and cleaning for clients during the day, I was able to quit my serving job and focus on the business full time. By this point, I had figured out that I could get more done in less time if I re-engineered the way I worked. I went through all the general cleaning tasks that needed to be done at each visit in a home using my creation, the 59-point checklist, and tested many techniques, various products, both homemade and store-bought, and of course, timed and critiqued myself while doing so. I put a lot of hours, money, and energy into it, and what I came out with were vast improvements on how to get the job done well in the least amount of time. I started to write down these ideas and teach new hires how to clean this way. I'd even managed to convert seasoned employees who'd occasionally throw me a raised eyebrow. Who does she think she is? It was awkward at times. I was only 24, but they listened. Our reputation was incredible, and my staff performed their jobs impeccably. I had come up with a better way to clean. In 2008, when the economy took a nosedive, I worried that my business, just 18 months old at the time, would have to close down. To my surprise, the business grew fivefold that year. People wanted to come home to a clean space, regardless of how the economy was doing. They'd sooner give up dining out or new handbags before they'd say goodbye to a clean, serene home. I knew I was on to something.